on today's Run to the Top podcast.
Our goal with Runners Connect is, and always has been, to create a stronger, healthier running community. We want every runner to run as well as possible for as long as possible. So what we want to do with the podcast is really spotlight that core mission.
Welcome to the Run to the Top podcast from Runners Connect, where it's all about learning from the best and most inspiring minds in the sport. Together, we can train a smarter, healthier, and faster running community. Now here's your host, Stephanie K. Atwood.
Welcome. This is Stephanie K. Atwood, Boston Marathon qualifier, coach, and host for the Run to the Top podcast. Today marks a major transition for Run to the Top. After 2 years of hosting the Run to the Top podcast, I will be passing the baton to Claire Bartholik. Many of you already know Claire as a coach for Runners Connect. I also interviewed her in September 2018 about plant-based eating and training. Claire has accomplished a sub-3-hour marathon and can fill us in on how she manages her training, her work, and her life. We'll also be discussing what she plans for Run to the Top as its new host. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, Stephanie. Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here again. We actually did an episode. It was in September. I think it was the September 19th, 2018 episode. And that was a really good one about plant-based eating and accomplishing a sub-3-hour marathon, both of which you participate in.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to be on the show back then. I had a really good time and glad to be here right now.
Yeah, it's very good. Tell us about your connection and history with Runners Connect, and also give us a little more of your history as a runner.
Well, I started running a little bit as a teenager, but I quit the track team in high school after my very first and only meet after coming in dead last. I told the coach it was about shin splints, but the truth is that running took a very long time to become something that I loved. But as an adult, the real reason that I started running is because I wanted to get in shape for my high school reunion. And my high school reunion came and went, and I just kept running.
And you got faster and faster.
I did. First, I signed up for a half marathon, and then it was on to the marathon. And then I got it in my head that I needed to run fast and qualify for Boston. So I dove into all the research on how to run a marathon. And this company called Runners Connect kept popping up in my searches. And I basically stalked the company for years before becoming one of their athletes because I really loved all the research-backed training advice. And then basically, I just fell into the rabbit hole. I studied absolutely everything I could about running and how to run a marathon and training. And I got better and better with Runners Connect help, of course. And then along the way, I started my blog, The Planted Runner. And that is all about being a plant-based runner and training for marathons. And eventually, there came to the point where Jeff Gaudette asked me to join his team because I was pretty much an RC evangelist at that point. And he trained me to be a coach. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Now, how long have you actually been working with Runners Connect?
I was hired, I believe, in 2016. So going on 4 years now.
Wow. Wow. And how does the coaching work when you work with clients through Runners Connect? What does that look like?
Well, we have several different levels of coaching, and the most popular level is our group coaching program. And what that is you have a custom training plan that's written just for you based on your history and your needs, and your workouts get looked at by a team of coaches. So we answer questions and help modify your training plans if you're injured or if you're sick or anything like that. And then there's a few levels above that that have a little more coach input. And then the highest tier, of course, is the personal coaching, which I absolutely adore doing, which is a one-on-one relationship with an athlete and a coach. And I have about 15 people that I coach personally.
Wow. Wow. And when you get those great results for them, it must be such a good feeling for you as well.
Absolutely. Honestly, I love coaching more than I ever loved running for myself. I was a pretty good runner, but I'm training some people who are really, really fast. And I'm also training people that maybe aren't necessarily the fastest runners in the world, but they're so inspiring for so many reasons. And I just get such great joy helping my athletes succeed at whatever their goals are.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on doing that kind of job and offering that service to people, because I know it's really meaningful when people can have that kind of help. So what are your plans for moving forward with the podcast? Of course, I'm incredibly curious.
Well, our goal with Runners Connect is, and always has been, to create a stronger, healthier running community. We want every runner to run as well as possible for as long as possible. So what we want to do with the podcast is really spotlight that core mission. That means we're going to focus more on how we can help you become a better runner in every episode. That means that we plan to bring on guests who are not only amazing in their own right, but who can provide expert advice on what really matters to runners. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of really great podcasts out there, and what we plan to do with the Run to the Top is distill it down to the good stuff so you can become a better runner without all the extra fluff.
Now, can you give us any heads up on certain guests that might be in the tube?
Well, I think I'm going to keep it a little bit under wraps as far as particular guests, but mm-hmm. we're definitely going to have guests who are qualified in strength training, guests who can talk about stretching, guests who can talk about particular workouts for particular distances, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Basically, when you look at our blog or look at runnersconnect.net and you see how it's organized with training tips, that's the kind of stuff that we really want to learn. So, you know, if we have an ultra runner on the episode, we're going to talk about what it takes to be an ultra runner. And if you're an ultra runner, you can learn actionable steps from that particular person.
Nice. All right. Well, Claire, is there anything else you want to let us know about what is going to be happening with Run to the Top? Because otherwise, we're going to let you ask me some questions, since this is the last time I'll get to be on the show.
Well, maybe we'll have you back in a future episode, Stephanie. We would love to know what you're up to. We are going to do some changes with the organization of the podcast that I'm not quite ready to talk about just yet. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. I think we're really hoping to change it into something that is really valuable to all the runners out there. So you'll have to just kind of wait and see.
All right. Well, I'll be waiting with bated breath. Now it's your turn, Claire. What kind of questions do you have for me?
Well, first of all, Stephanie, I want to thank you for all of the hard work and amazing guests that you've had over the last 2 years. I know that this job can't be easy all the time, and you've really done a really great job in representing Runners Connect and also bringing some great guests to the show. So I want to thank you, first of all, for all of the work that you have done.
My pleasure.
The first thing I'd love to ask you about is all your favorite episodes. Is there any one episode that's really stood out to you?
Well, I went through the past 2 years and I looked at some of the episodes, and I do have some favorites. They are favorites for various and sundry reasons, because, of course, just doing the podcast, hosting the podcast, has been such a pleasure. It's like a gift every week to be talking to such ambitious and inspirational and encouraging athletes out there. Most of them are runners. Those who aren't runners are definitely involved in the whole running community. But I did have some. There was one from, and I went through this chronologically. So there was one by Dr. Sandy Baird early on. She's a chiropractor, and we titled it "Sitting Kills Our Running." And That was a really popular episode because Dr. Sandy was talking about how we sit so darn much and our muscles get stretched in certain areas where they're weak and then they get tight in other areas. And when we try to translate that into being better runners, it really gives us potential problems. And so sitting is definitely a problem for us that we need to deal with. And Sandy really brought that to the forefront. Great episode. I also wanted to talk about Jill Angie's episode, because Jill Angie is with Not Your Average Runner, and she is so funny, and she just kept me in stitches the whole episode. That was April 25th of 2018. Definitely worth listening to or re-listening to. I also listened to Jane Beadle again. If you heard this one, she's from the Great British Bake Off. That was how I learned about her. And she and her friends decided they were going to do the London Marathon. She'd never run a race before. and very little training. Really interesting interview, because this woman knows how to bake, but she barely knew how to run. And she ended up finishing the marathon, and that was the year that it was hotter than hell out there. So really, really good episode. And that was May 9th, 2018. I also love the opportunity to interview people all over the world, and the Great Bangladesh Global Run with Arafat. That was from Bangladesh. That was in June of 2018. What a fun one for me. I think the sound may have had some problems, but he actually ran from one end of Bangladesh to the other, which is no small challenge in many, many ways.
Amazing.
Really amazing. And trying to bring more awareness of running to the people in Bangladesh who have many things that they have to overcome to be able to run. But he's a messenger out there, and it was fun to interview him. I don't know if you remember the one with Sally Edwards, where it was titled The Courage to Finish Last. Sally Edwards has been one of the four at the forefront of running for many, many years. She actually started the whole shoe store Fleet Feet. And August 29th of 2018, she talked to me about how she got involved with, I think it was the Avon Triathlons. I think it was Avon. What she would always tell the people who participated in these triathlons is that they didn't have to worry about coming in last. And it sounds like you could relate to that directly, Claire, because that's one of the things a lot of runners worry about is coming in last.
Sure.
Sally would always be in the series of triathlons that she was a sponsor of. She would always be the one who came in very, very last, even though she also qualified for the Olympic marathon in the first women's qualifier. So she is a great runner. But she had the courage to be able to finish last and make sure that no one else had to deal with what that might feel like to them. There were a couple of favorite episodes that were really, really popular with our listeners, too. And one of them was with Jeff and Barbara Galloway, about Run, Walk, Run.
Of course, yeah.
They're a great couple. They've written many, many books, obviously still are running and running marathons. And that one was really popular with our listeners. And another one that was really popular with our listeners was called How to Run Hills with Coach Dylan, right there at Runners Connect.
Yeah.
Our listeners loved that. So it does fit in with what you're saying they want to hear. They want to hear these actionable steps. They want to know how to be better runners themselves. And both of those episodes showed that was something of much interest to our listeners. I've got just a couple more. Do we have time?
Sure, go right ahead.
The ketosis and fat burning episode with Mark Cucuzella and Art Zemach was really popular. That was March 6th, 2019. And these are two doctors who are very involved in the whole way of eating with ketosis. interesting, you might want to talk with them sometime, Claire, because of course, plant-based eating and ketosis do have some, not so much some conflicts, but certainly some challenges if people try to combine those types of eating. And these two really brought a nice perspective to their way of looking at the best way of being athletic and training and keeping up the nutrition for certain types of body types. And that was the ketosis and fat burning episode. Couple more. I had so much fun with the zombie books with Camille Picott. We did one on May 1st, 2019, and another one on October 30th, 2019. Camille is an ultra runner and writes about zombies. And so she writes these really fun books that understand what it's like to run multiple distances, and also then adds in the fun of dealing with bloodthirsty zombies and around every corner. Yeah, really, really fun stuff. The episode with Alex Hutchinson on endurance was, in my mind, really fascinating. And I loved what Alex has to add to the whole brain-body connection and how we deal with enduring, not just for running, but for ultra types of events. Crossing the North Pole, crossing the South Pole, long distance kinds of things over long periods of time or over long extremes, cold, hot, that kind of thing. Very interesting book. And that was really popular for me. I think our listeners enjoyed it as well. And that was June 26, 2019. And I've got two more, and then I'll get off my little bandwagon here with the fun episodes that I've been able to host. The Badwater 135 with Michelle Barton on October 9th, 2019 was a really popular episode. Listeners are interested in learning about some of these specialized events, like running from the lowest point on the continental United States to one of the highest points, I guess the highest point in the continental United States, Death Valley to Mount Whitney with Michelle Barton on October 9th, 2019. And the final one was optimizing your running with integrated periodization. That was Dr. James Hoffman. Really interesting about kind of compartmentalizing your training so that you have times when you're really taking a bit of a break and yet you can still keep the training going, and then peaking at certain times to get the most bang for your buck when you want to really have a great, not just a good, but a great race. So those are some I hope some of you will listen to again, because they were really fun for me and also I think really beneficial for the listeners in one way or another.
Well, you've had some really high quality guests, and we plan to keep up the good work in the future. So I'm definitely wanting to continue with amazing guests, but I have to admit, I am jealous about some of those guests. I would love to talk to them.
Well, I'm sure some of them will come back. I don't think I turned them off completely.
Okay, good, good. What tips do you have for me moving forward in the future, Stephanie, for this podcast?
Plan for things to go a bit awry.
Good. Okay.
It's interesting how when the podcast is finished, we of course hope that it's the best that it possibly can be, and that the listeners get full benefit from it and receive as little of the potential problems that went into making it happen. But one of the things to think about is just making sure that the guests understand what's coming and confirming the time and, you know, those kinds of things that once they're on the show, it's wonderful. But sometimes getting them there and making it all come together can take a little more time than you think. So give yourself lots of time, Claire.
Okay, I will. I'm already planning ahead, and I've got a couple of them recorded already. So
I'm
trying my best to stay ahead of it. But I know that it could be a challenge when you do anything with technology. So
one other point that I think is really useful, and maybe our listeners don't understand, that with dealing with different time zones, it can be quite a scheduling challenge. when you've got somebody on the other side of the world, then either they're in the middle of the night or you're in the middle of the night. And that can be a challenge, but also is wonderful that we have such a broad audience that people listen from all around the world.
Absolutely. Our clientele, the athletes we have at Runners Connect, are from all over the world. And so I know that our listeners are too. So looking forward to that challenge as well.
Yeah, indeed.
So Stephanie, what's next for you? What are your plans for the future?
I live in Mexico now almost full time. And so I am going to be offering high desert running workshops here in Mexico for individuals or small groups. And we are at 7,300 feet in the high desert, in the foothills of the desert in Mexico. So it's a very interesting terrain, both interesting historically, interesting because of the altitude, because of the terrain, because of the history, which goes back to the Spaniards coming to this area to explore it. And right where I live and right in the area where I run, we actually have a trail, a road going through this area called the Camino Real. It's the road that started at the ocean when the Spaniards came to the bay in the Yucatan, and goes all the way up to Santa Fe, New Mexico. It's a historic, very historic area, and we're right in the middle of that with the history as well as the terrain that is fantastically beautiful naturally as well as historically.
So sounds gorgeous.
I hope some people might want to come out here. And of course, I can offer much more information on that if they'd like to come out and train at high altitude, because I think it's pretty much documented that being able to get some time at a higher altitude can really benefit you for a short period of time, even if you're a lowland runner.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm also going to be continuing my private coaching, and that's something that I have enjoyed doing over the many, many years that I've been doing it. It's fun, and like you said, it's so rewarding to be able to offer services to people who aren't quite sure how to put it all together, and when you can help them and bring them to their goals that are both realistic but also reaching, striving high, it's a wonderful feeling.
Sure is.
A couple of other things I want to do. I want to write some more books, and they will be probably related to physical activity because that's such an important part of my life. But I've also gotten into wanting to write some books about grandchildren, because I have some, and make them bilingual. My Spanish and my English bilingual children's books are something that I've been working on. So that's been a fun new part of my life. And my final little plan for the future is qualifying for the Boston Marathon again. Every 5 years or so, I try to get back in the mode to be able to qualify. And in 2021, when I move into a new age group, then I am hoping I'll be able to qualify once again for the Boston Marathon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Where's the best way for people to connect with you, Stephanie?
Well, the best way probably is email. My email is stephaniek@gowowliving.com. So that's Stephanie, StephanieKay, at gowowliving.com. I'm also on Facebook under Stephanie K. Atwood, and I can be texted in North America at 510-261-8671. And around the world, for those of you who use WhatsApp, I can be reached at 1-510-261-8671. That's a U.S. number, but it's accessible then on WhatsApp around the world, and those calls are free. Those of you from around the world, I know a lot of you are aware of WhatsApp and what it offers.
Well, Stephanie, are you ready to close out the show for a final time?
I can do that. I know this is kind of a sad time for me. It's been so much fun for me to host this podcast. It really is a gift to be able to talk to people who are so inspiring and educational for me as an individual, and also to know how you listeners are going to be able to grow from the information that's being provided here at Run to the Top. So I will close with my final kick. Any of you who've listened to my other episodes know that this is always the way we close things out. So my favorite local training run, now that I live in Mexico, is right out my front door, and I take a right out of my front door into the campo or the countryside, and literally am running on beautiful historic trails through 15th and 16th and 17th century haciendas with old buildings, arches, so much history and spirit in them. And all of that is within a few miles of my doorstep. And the campo itself is within 2 minutes of where I live. So beautiful nature around me. And any of you who come to Mineral de Pozos in the state of Guanajuato in Mexico, please do look me up and come on over. I will show you where the trails are. I can show you roads if you like roads better. I can show you trails. We can go up hills. We can go down hills. And it's really an incredible area to run in. It's good for walking, too. Sometimes those hills can be a bit much, for sure.
Especially at altitude.
Indeed, yeah. The whole thing is a bit of an experience. Now, recommended book, I am again going to mention the book Endure by Alex Hutchinson, because I think it's a great book to read. It's inspirational, but it also gives you hope in the human spirit and understanding of what we are capable of, in mainly in our heads, but of course the body has to follow because we're stuck in our bodies. And I think it's a wonderful book to learn more and to be inspired. And a person, this is the third one, a person I would recommend to speak to our listening audience is you, Claire.
Aww.
You are chief cook and bottle washer. The future of this podcast is now in your capable hands, and I wish you much luck, and I know that our listeners will be able to learn and grow from what you're going to be offering them.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to listening to you and to watching you grow as a podcast host, because it's an honor to do it. It's also something that, while there's work involved, I never felt that it was too much work, because the rewards were so terrific. And that kind of comes down to all of you who have listened to Run to the Top podcast. It's been such a pleasure for me to host, and I hope you've enjoyed the diversity of subjects. So many of them, so many things related to running, and running is what we all love. So thank you for joining us for today's podcast at Runs to the Top. It's been a pleasure to host every single episode. Give me a farewell shout on our Runners Connect Winner Circle on Facebook by going to runnersconnect.net/FB and send your messages to welcome Claire, our new host, who's going to do a great job. I just know it.
Thank you so much.
And be sure to subscribe to Run to the Top podcast at runnersconnect.net or on Apple Play, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. You will be notified every Wednesday when the new episode is published. Thank you so much, each of you, for listening. We'll be back next week, well, Claire will, with another great interview to entertain, educate, and inspire you as you head out on your running workout. This is Stephanie K. Atwood saying farewell as your host with Run to the Top. You have a great day and a wonderful week of running. Bye, Claire.
Bye, Stephanie.
Thanks for listening to the Run to the Top podcast from runnersconnect.net.